news out of Limerick. There was a new statue unveiled of one of Limerick's most famous sons, Terry Wogan. Now, I'm from Limerick. I haven't been home to see it yet, though. But a lot of my mates went to see it at the weekend. They were rather excited because the statue's picture went viral on social media when the bronze sculpture was unveiled. If you haven't seen it, you can check it out. It's on todayfm.com right now. You can see it. It's also on Twitter. And on Twitter, we'd like you to tell us who you think it looks like, because many people have said it doesn't look like our Terry Wogan. 53102, that's how you get in contact. Someone who has seen the statue in the flesh is David Hurley from the Limerick Leader. Good morning, David.
Morning, Maureen.
Well, go on. What did you make of it when it was unveiled?
I definitely got up close and personal with the statue on that Saturday afternoon. First of all, it was a wonderful occasion. It really was. You had a large crowd in the heart of the city centre. You'd know it well. Poor Man's Kilkee, which has been recently upgraded with a boardwalk overlooking the River Shannon. So a fantastic location. Right in the heart of the city, large crowds, and including around 50 tugs, which are Terry's old gals and geezers. They travelled over from the UK for the unveiling ceremony, so lots of excitement. And the reaction in or around the event itself was overwhelmingly positive, because people were obviously, as you said, very excited. And this was three or four months in kind of being developed after it was commissioned last year. And certainly the reaction on the ground on the day was very positive. But online reaction, a bit different, as you said.
Yes, it has. He has been compared to people like Nick Cave.
Jay Leno, I think Glenn Campbell, Will Ferrell, Ken Brockman from The Simpsons, you name it. There's been loads of names bandied about. And some of them, I suppose, there is a resemblance when you take photographs from a certain angle. But in context, I think, there's no doubt it is Terry Wogan.
So, can I just say, with the statue, you have to check it out right now. The hair is fantastic.
Yeah, it's Ronaldo-esque, I think, is how you would describe
yes.
it.
But
yeah, the artist, the award-winning artist, Rory Breslin, did a fantastic job. Whether you think it bears a resemblance or not, that's obviously one's own opinion. But the finished product is spectacular. I mean, it's Terry Wogan with a microphone and a book in hand on a stool for one of his famous chats.
Yeah.
So it is, whether you agree about the resemblance or not, it's a fantastic amenity and a great attraction for the city.
And do you think that the people who were down there, the Limerick people, were they very proud to see something like this unveiled for a man who, I know he didn't live in Limerick for a very long time, but whenever he came home, it was like there'd be crowds around the place to see him.
Yeah, and I mean, I was lucky enough to meet Terry Wogan through my day job on several occasions, because he was a Freeman of Limerick City. He was also received an honorary doctorate from the University of Limerick. He was a regular visitor to the city up until a short time before he died last year. So he always spoke passionately about Limerick. He was a good representative of Limerick and Ireland in the UK for those decades on his major radio show on BBC Radio 2. So people in Limerick did feel very proud of Terry Wogan, and this was the passion in which he spoke about his home city where he was born and grew up. So there is certainly a fondness for him. I think this is a fitting tribute. There was sadness last year when he died, and I do think that the people both from Limerick and the UK who were over and at the unveiling ceremony think and believe it's a fitting sculpture. It's in a great location, and there were certainly plenty of selfies being taken and one woman, even I think she travelled now from Dublin, managed to give it a big kiss on the lips as well. So certainly it was embraced by those who attended on today.
Oh my God, Terry Wogan getting the shift from the grave. Fair play to him. He had a great sense of fun himself, so do you think he would have enjoyed it?
Absolutely, and a lot of people I spoke to, both the Togs and the people from Limerick who would have perhaps grown up with him or maybe knew him to some degree, said that he had a sense of humour, and that there is an element of this sculpture being a caricature, and that if he had been around, he would have got a kick out of it. He would have seen the funny side of it and appreciated, what the sculptor was trying to do. And certainly, I think there is a view that, given his, as you said, his quirkiness and his love of being a bit roguish, he would have seen the funny side, and he would actually have appreciated what they were trying to do.
Well, well, from the way you're sounding, I'll just say, David Hurley, restrain yourself from assaulting our lovely Terry Wogan. It's been a pleasure talking to you. Thanks so much. Cheers. That's David Hurley from the Limerick Leader there talking about Terry Wogan. The statue was unveiled over the weekend. A message here saying, Warren, it's desperate. He looks like he was stung by a wasp and worse. But sure, he's a nice pal for the Richard Harris / Burger King statue in Limerick. There's a statue to Richard Harris and he's dressed as King, is it King Arthur or King Lear? And yeah, he's a dead ringer for the Burger King King. Oh, we do statues well in Limerick. 53102, if you've seen it or if you've seen it online, let me know who you think he looks like. Our very own Tel Wogan. Right now we're going to take some music, a song that I absolutely adore from an artist who is so exciting. I think she was she at Body and Soul this weekend? She was certainly at Forbidden Fruit as well. This is Soleil with Good Life on Today FM.